WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's a bad scene in much of Vermont after a day of intense rain and flooding. State public safety official Jennifer Morrison says there have been more than 100 rescues.
We are still in the earliest stages of this disaster. Our focus is on saving lives. There are areas that are still being evacuated, and there are life-threatening isolations that we are trying to identify and rescue.
In New York, Ed Nugent is reliving what happened to his daughter, Pamela, who died in surging flood water 2 days ago.
Try to hold the car first. She couldn't grab it, and tried to grab the bushes there. She couldn't grab them, and she just went right down the white water.
The high heat in the Southwest is creeping further into other states, Colorado, Utah, and California. KCBS TV reporter Nicole Comstock.
Local fire departments are warning people to be extremely careful outdoors.
Part of living in Southern California, right?
That's life. Take it as it comes. You can't change it.
So always important to keep in mind, especially if you'll be outdoors during the afternoon, to stay out of the sun as much as possible and stay hydrated.
Overseas now, CBS's Tina Kraus has more on the NATO summit.
We'll soon also be welcoming Sweden as a full-fledged member. So welcome to you.
President Biden cheered alongside his NATO allies after the Secretary General opened the NATO summit in Lithuania, announcing Sweden is next on deck to join the alliance after Finland became a member in April.
This is a historic moment, the adding of Finland and Sweden.
But NATO's 31 nations are divided on how and when Ukraine might join their ranks. President Biden says the war needs to end first, or other countries risk being pulled into the conflict.
PGA officials before a Senate committee today defending that new deal with the Saudis who backed the LIV golf tour. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson says there are some things about it all that are indefensible.
The FBI, the United States government, the Saudi government is not being transparent with the 9/11 families. And I want to completely support the 9/11 families in obtaining transparency and the truth.
There's been another fatality linked to recalled Takata airbags, as we hear from Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ Detroit.
The latest death in a 2003 Dodge Ram pickup. Eric Main of parent firm Stellantis says there are still 29,000 of these trucks on the road with airbags that can rupture in a minor crash.
That could send razor-sharp debris all throughout the vehicle, and it's a very dangerous situation.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 209 points. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. There's a silent rally planned before tomorrow's Waukesha School Board meeting. The rally is in support of first-grade teacher Melissa Temple, who got in trouble with school district officials for tweeting her concerns about the song Rainbow Land being removed from the higher elementary school's spring concert. Superintendent Jim Siebert says Temple's tweet violated district policy. Milwaukee's getting a sales tax. The Common Council voted for the 2% sales tax this morning on a 12-3 vote. State lawmakers and the governor put the matter to elected leaders as part of the shared state revenue deal. The mayor's office says the tax could generate about $190 million a year. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee County Board today is holding a public hearing on its own proposed sales tax. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media apps. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic, the wonderful, the talented Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board this afternoon. It is a Tuesday. Along, Mr. Zommer, always good to have you over there on the board. How is your afternoon going, sir?
Going well so far. We had a very energetic, spirited discussion on town call about the $4 billion surplus that's left out of the state budget.
Yes.
I do want to call some public attention to my ever-expanding list of adjectives in my title, and I feel like eventually we're going to have the first seven-minute segment just be adjectives about describing
me. Well, you know, I mean, there's people that work hard, and there's just the people that work really hard, and Mr. Zommers, you get up at, the crack of dawn every morning, and you're still here now in the afternoon, and I just appreciate you so much, and people need to know that it's not just the guy who has the name on the show, it's all the people behind it that make it. Because Lord knows this would not go on the air without you, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And I appreciate you as well.
Absolutely. And Mr. Zommers, for those watching on the stream on Twitter and on Facebook, wherever else, you're wearing a cool new Star Wars shirt. Look, wow, with an X-wing fighter, very snazzy.
I thought it was pretty neat. My mom gave it to me. Thanks,
aww. Mom Zommers. Well, that's fantastic. But yeah, going to be a great show today. Coming up in hour number two, not going to want to miss it. Our friend, our colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers is in with us, co-host of Town Call with William Walter, which you just heard. Mr. Zommer said, I did not get to hear a lot of the show this afternoon. I had a dental appointment. But yes, I heard it was great. Heard of people were fired up. That's what we like. Fired up guests, have an opinion, call in, let us know. But Mr. Mathers will be back in hour number two. And Luke Mathers has been a champion on this issue at Civic Media, taking care to watch over what's happening with the U.S. Supreme Court. Quite frankly, the atrocities that are happening with people like Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, and others, taking these, not just a gift, not just like a birthday gift, $1,000 bottles, $500,000 trips to the Mediterranean. We're going to have actual audio tape. We're going to play for you an hour or two of arguments before the United States Supreme Court. One attorney has had the chutzpah to take these people on and tell it like it is. Attorney Alan Shore. And we'll have that for you in hour two.
I look forward to hearing that.
Yes.
And I also look forward to hearing Luke's response. If we have one person here at Civic Media who stays up on the Supreme Court, it is him.
Yes.
I know once I beat him to something, I sent him some news. I was like, you've probably already seen this. And he said, no, I haven't. You're just trying to get me angry immediately in the morning, aren't you?
But no, in all seriousness, he's keeping track of this. This is stuff we have to talk about. Because I know our colleague Matt Flynn has talked about this. I think others have talked about it. That, look, I mean, there are kind of just missteps. And there's just an egregious pattern. to the U.S. Supreme Court. So we'll talk about that with Luke in hour number two. It's Tuesday Tangents, as a matter of fact, with Luke Mathers in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll see what else is on his mind beside the Supreme Court as well. As I said, went to the dentist this afternoon. This is an unpaid endorsement because I've been going there for going on 15 years. If you're in the Madison area, check out First Choice Dental, specifically their offices over on Junction Road on the far west part of Madison. Go see my dentist. More than a dentist, a cool dude, Dr. Rob Bradley. Doing great work over there. And his hygienist, Jeanette. Been taking care of me for several years, and they did so to have nice, clean, white teeth now.
And when you go, tell them Todd Alba sent you, and you'll get a,
It might not, yeah, exactly, that's exactly what you're going to get. It's not going to do you any good if you tell them Todd he sent you. But they'll say, well, that was nice of Todd to nice of Todd you over here. But also, it's hard to find a good hygienist. They're caring. Well, what I liked about it, I went to him when I first had no insurance. I had a bad gum and a bad tooth. And you know what their first response was? Well, get out of here. You don't have insurance. They said, well, let's sit down. We'll figure out how you pay for it here. We'll let you make payments. Of course, I have insurance now, but at the time I didn't. And they actually cared about you as an individual. That's what you want in any healthcare provider. And that's what you get at First Choice Dental here in Madison with Dr. Bradley over on the far west side. Give him a call. First Choice Dental on Junction Road. Dr. Rob Bradley and Jeanette. Ask for Jeanette, the hygienist. She's fantastic. Told me she and her husband went on a fishing trip up in Canada. Encountered a bear. Not close to them. It was ways away, but encountered a bear. But yeah, First Choice. So good, as a matter of fact, I recommended my mom goes to him now. Great work over there.
She comes all the way from Richmond Center.
Because she was hiring or something like that. And also a little paperwork to get out of the way. A good friend of mine, Alex Henvey. Our friend down in Dallas, Texas, Alice T. Henvey, former track star at SMU, graduate of UW-Madison's MBA program, and a former colleague of mine in the state capitol. We were roommates for a while, too. And let me tell you, you really understand a Texan once you live with one. Great guy. And now he's running the family business down there. Huge onion business in Dallas, Texas. As a matter of fact, whenever you have a Culver's onion ring, comes from my friend Alex's company. Help him out down there. Great, great work. So Alex Henvey, happy birthday to you, my friend. And enjoy your time down there in Texas. I got to get to Texas soon. Looking forward to that. We're going to come back and take on kind of one of the top news stories of the day. Your take on what in the world is happening in Northwestern University. Is their entire athletic department falling apart? Not just the football team, but now the baseball team. We'll explain. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Back with Mr. Zomers on the other side. This is the Todd Alball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now quarter after the hour of 1 o'clock, 1:15 on a Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Sommers on the board, trying to read too many things at once here. Glad to have you along. Western Chicagoland. I've been to the Northwestern campus. Beautiful campus, by the way. Long history to journalism school down there at Northwestern. And in fact, it was the student newspaper on the Northwestern campus that helped uncover what led to the firing yesterday of Pat Fitzgerald, the longtime most successful coach in Northwestern's history. In case you missed it, in case you're wondering what the heck is he talking about. What happened was a former player came forward and there was an investigation starting last fall of several hazing incidents on the Northwestern football program. And this was beyond, you know, putting his Gatorade. The accusations were serious and uncomfortable for many, and I'll preface it with that. Amongst the allegations by this whistleblower, we'll call him, former player, and reportedly corroborated not just by the internal investigation by the university, but also now by other reporters, by other former players, and at least one current player at the Northwestern football program, that the allegations are that there was hazing that included running. And I'm not talking about like running around the field. The allegations from the former and at least one current football player at Northwestern were that the freshmen, certain freshmen who made mistakes in practice or in a game on the field, were then hazed by in the locker room, reportedly, and some of this went on reportedly in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the football program for Northwestern trained, I'm assuming, at Parkside. And what the allegations are that in this football locker room, where more senior players would put on masks, turn out the lights, and then quote unquote run on this freshman player. And what it included, and I'll be as gentle as possible in these allegations at Northwestern University, was that the freshman player would be held down by between 8 and 10 other more senior football players naked, and then they would run on him. Essentially, I'll use the term dry hump, but essentially rub the genitals on the player being held down against their will. And this was an ongoing thing. And that allegedly there was a whiteboard in the locker room, and it would be the code word was Shrek, and that the names would be put on this board. That it supposedly happened around Thanksgiving and Christmas time on a regular annual basis. And the allegations go on in this disturbing report reported by Adam Rittenberg at ESPN and also the student newspaper at Northwestern University that the signal, and this is where it gets, so there was an internal investigation over several months by Northwestern University. They hired an outside private investigator that concluded that there was substantial or there was evidence to substantiate these claims, these allegations. But in the initial report, they said it didn't appear that head coach Pat Fitzgerald directly knew about it. And so after this, over on Friday, I believe it was, the president of Northwestern University put Pat Fitzgerald, the head football coach, on a 2-week unpaid suspension. And over the weekend, the student newspaper broke more details, talking to more former and current players, and said that one of the signals to decide which of these young football players was going to be hazed was by standing next to him and raising their hands over their head and clapping. Just clapping. And the allegation is that head coach Pat Fitzgerald would do the same thing on the practice field. When a player would make a mistake, he'd go over and stand next to him and clap above his head. And allegedly that was a signal to the upperclassmen, yeah, that's the guy you need to go after. And based on that and other reporting, other allegations that the president of Northwestern University talked to over the weekend, the president fired head coach Pat Fitzgerald yesterday afternoon. And at first I'm like, this just seems too wild. It's a Division I football program, for goodness sake. Because there are other allegations of making players do a naked bear crawl in the locker room, making them do basically football, like, you know, where the quarterback goes under center and, you know, hikes the ball, doing that naked and all. Lots of nudity in these allegations, all right? And at first you think, all right, it's one person, not to say that one person can't be right, but you think, okay, this is one person. But over the weekend, several people seem to substantiate these allegations. And it appeared that either head coach Pat Fitzgerald was completely oblivious and just hands off, or there were other allegations put forward that some of the assistant coaches would start overhearing this and would literally say, stop talking, I don't want to know this, and walk away. And you think, well, that's bad enough, right? Well, also yesterday, breaking at the same time, were further allegations about the Northwestern baseball coach. I mean, it's I've never seen a D1 program, any program like this, have these back-to-back allegations like this. And this was reported by 670 The Score out of Chicago, Illinois. It reported that Northwestern baseball head coach Jim Foster had created a, quote, toxic environment in the program and broken the spirit of his team. The report also said he made inappropriate comments about female staff members. I listened to the entire thing on 670. It's atrocious. And apparently, this new athletic director at Northwestern, Derek Gragg, conducted, quote, a chaotic and unusual hiring process, unquote, tabbing Foster as head coach in June of 2022. He and deputy director of athletics, Monique Holland, supposedly, quote, pawned the hire off to two Northwestern boosters who sat in on final interviews. This was the first big hire, this baseball coach, for this new athletic director, and he pawns it off onto someone else. I mean, just a ridiculous picture being painted of the Northwestern athletic program. Do you think this is an aberration, the unusual part of D1 athletics, or is this kind of stuff going on everywhere? 844-967-2789. Love to take your call. 844-967-2789. Make it easy to dial. 844-96-PARTY. Also, if you have the Civic Media app, simply download it on your iPhone or Android phone. It'll be a place you can text in or call in. Now in Division I athletics, of course, we have NIL. Name, likeness, and image. Players getting paid a lot of money now in Division I sports. It's hard for me to fathom. My dad coached junior college sports. He was around the locker room. He was around the players. I mean, all the time. I covered sports in Platteville. UW Platteville, the Division III level. There was at least an assistant coach in the locker rooms or going through the facility all the time. I've done a couple of interviews at Division I sports, and again, there's an entire staff of people. And it would seem awfully hard for me to believe that there wasn't someone at some coaching level somewhere on that team that wasn't aware of these activities going on. And the idea that you would turn your head to that, take no disciplinary action within your program. What some of these reports say is that Fitzgerald said that he was just going to, that the locker room belonged to the players. That no one was supposed to go in there besides the players. Well, it seems a little bit too hands-off to me to say something like that. And the fact that it's not just one sport in football, but now apparently it goes to baseball too, not so much the physical hazing type of things, but some of the things being alleged. Having a female trainer on the team, a female assistant coach of the baseball team, and the head coach says, I don't want her on the team because I don't want the players looking at her behind. And I cleaned that up for radio. Force this female coach to be up in the booth as a statistician rather than being... And before he got hired, apparently, she was like one of the trainers helping guys out. What, a woman just got hired to be one of the assistant coaches of the Bucks. And this Yahoo, Foster at Northwestern, doesn't want a woman anywhere near his program. Making racist comments to his team members. Saying that black baseball players at Northwestern are the only ones that had rhythm on the bases. This is Division I sports in the Big Ten. If even half these allegations are true on either the football team or the baseball team, why does this athletic director still have his job? Well, a lot of you won't know this, but former chancellor of UW-Madison, Rebecca Blank, was hired to be the next president of Northwestern University last year. And sadly, she had to withdraw that hire. Like, I think it was like the week she was supposed to start the job because she was diagnosed with cancer. And unfortunately, she has passed away since then. I knew her tangentially. Wonderful person, Rebecca Blank, and her husband Hans. So they hired this other person I'd never heard of before as president. This is Division I sports. And this is how your players are being treated? With no oversight? This is not the model for the Big Ten. I mean, I'm not involved in the Wisconsin athletic program, but it would shock me if anything like this was happening at a University of Wisconsin athletic program. And if it were, I got to believe that Chris McIntosh would have that person gone in a heartbeat. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What are your feelings on division sports? Should there be more oversight? I don't think there should be an overreaction and all of a sudden the Big Ten is going to put a monitor in every locker room of every sport of every campus because not everybody's doing this stuff, in my opinion. Northwestern University failed their students. And I hope for the student athlete's sake, the Board of Trustees down at Northwestern cleans things up and cleans house down there. Back with your phone calls, back at more after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Record flooding continues across much of New England today, but the worst of it is in Vermont. Governor Phil Scott.
The rain has stopped in some areas, but that does not mean waters will immediately recede. They may, in fact, continue to rise.
The storms have killed several people in New York and Oklahoma. President Biden's on hand in Lithuania for a NATO summit focused heavily on Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells CBS Mornings NATO's taking a stand against Russia.
Our alliance is stronger. It's bigger with two new members, Finland and now Sweden. And it's more united than ever.
Top executives from the PGA Tour are now testifying at a Senate hearing over its new partnership with Saudi-backed LIV Golf. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There are 9/11 victims' families and some senators on the panel who say the Saudis are trying to wash or soften that nation's image after generations of human rights abuses.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. Waukesha parade killer is sentenced in an unrelated case. Daryl Brooks took a plea deal yesterday for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. He was originally charged with three felonies accused of shooting at his nephew and his nephew's friend 3 years ago. Brooks is serving six consecutive life sentences for his attack on the Waukesha Christmas parade in 2021. Brooks is due back in court next week in another case. He's charged with running over the mother of his children weeks before the parade attack. There's a silent rally planned before tomorrow's Waukesha School Board meeting. The rally is in support of first-grade teacher Melissa Temple, who got in trouble with school district officials for tweeting her concerns about the song Rainbow Land being removed from the higher elementary school spring concert. Superintendent Jim Siebert says Temple's tweet violated district policy. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin DeVos and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and even dipping down a little bit into northern Illinois. It is now 1:33 on the time and temperature side. Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer engineer on this fine Tuesday, July 11th. Glad to have you along. Talking a little bit last segment about what's going on down at Northwestern University over the last, well, it's been happening allegedly for a while, but come out in the last couple of days. What's happening with head coach of football, Pat Fitzgerald, being fired yesterday for allegations of being either unaware or refusing to stop, I'll call it violent hazing, on the football program. And then the baseball coach, investigation on the baseball program where apparently 15 of the young men on the baseball program are leaving, entering the transfer portal because of racist, misogynistic, verbal abusive remarks, and in fact made allegedly one player run for 2.5 hours in a practice after having served on a team as an assistant coach where a player died had a heart attack because the coach literally ran him to death. And that coach for baseball was essentially hired by the boosters. Our university institutions have a responsibility to put the best people in place to oversee our student athletes. And apparently these two reports, both of the football and baseball program at Northwestern, that is unfortunately not the case. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you this afternoon. 844-967-2789. Let's go out to Richland Center. And Robert, we appreciate you listening. Robert, what say you, sir?
Well, hi. Well, I'm calling as a Northwestern alum. And, you know, this has been just sort of heartbreaking and thoroughly discouraging, all this news. But, you know, a couple of things I think I'd sort of like to say. Number one is that the value of local media and because it was a student newspaper that didn't let this drop and let it wet. And so that the power of good journalism should never be underestimated. That being said, I'm a little surprised at the rapidity with which he fired Fitzgerald, just on the basis that they had an independent investigation for 5 months that came up and said, well, we don't see that the coaches had firsthand knowledge that any of this is sort of just happening and the da-da-da. And then in 2 days of breaking the story in the Daily Northwestern and then talking to some people, then he openly fired him. I'm surprised that it just happened to that speed, because you would have thought, okay, we got a lot of this stuff sort of coming in. We can sort of make this an indefinite suspension and have a further sort of a thing. And, you know, so, I mean, that part of it sort of surprised me. I mean, that being said, and I mean, no matter what school you're at or what sort of a thing, to have young adults engaging in such immature behavior is just appalling.
Well, Robert, I really appreciate you calling in. And look, I take no pleasure. You know, I'm a pro Big Ten. Of course, I root for Wisconsin, but I'm a pro Big Ten person. So I find this tragic, and my heart goes out to all Northwestern alum and particularly student athletes who are there now. If even half these allegations are true, so I appreciate you calling in from your perspective as a Wildcat alum. Have you been in contact with any other? Do you have an alum group or anything? Have you seen any more kind of like, because what I'm seeing this afternoon now, according to Adam Rittenberg on ESPN, that apparently there's even talk now that the athletic director, David Gregg, may be fired as well. And that, according to Adam Rittenberg, as of 3 hours ago, 6 Northwestern faculty members are asking university leaders for the hazing investigation report to be revealed publicly, according to a letter obtained by ESPN. They also want the $800 Ryan Field rebuild project put on hold, quote, until this crisis is satisfactorily resolved. Have you heard anything from your alumni groups of just chatter within Northwestern alumni?
I have not, but I have to tell you, I'm not that active in social media with any groups. And so I'm not particularly with the alumni group and sort of things either. So I have no knowledge of anything there.
Sure. And to your point about, you know, the quickness in which Fitzgerald's hired, I read the statement by the president last night after he released it, and, you know, all we can do at this point is take him at our word and look at other reporting. But it appears that it was the reporting, as you said, by the Northwestern Daily, the student newspaper, over the weekend, who had talked to other, not just one or two, but other former or alumni on Northwestern football program, and in addition to at least one current football player, who then went to and talked directly, at least some of them did, directly with the president over the weekend, which made him rethink his initial decision-making, you know, to change that from a suspension to a firing. So apparently, as to your point, the reporting by the Northwestern Daily Herald contributed to the president's decision to change so rapidly.
Yeah. The Herald is a badger affiliate, the Daily Northwestern.
I'm getting my student paper. Thank you for the correction. Yeah, I don't have it. Obviously, I don't have it in front of me. I'm trying to do this by memory, and Todd's memory isn't always the best on other stuff. So thank you for the correction. Right. I appreciate that.
And so they did. I think the thing that just surprises me from a legal standpoint is that there wasn't opportunity. Okay, let's see. If we change it differently. Mm-hmm. IRS whistleblowers said a bunch of different things that now that the special prosecutor is saying it wasn't true at all. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the number of the allegations and the other things like that, I think obviously the things were not very good, not very optimal there, you know, obviously, and sort of stuff. And I have no, you know, problem with sort of saying, you know, that maybe we should sort of be either fired. And by the way, the president of Northwestern was the president at Oregon for 7 years before he came to take the place that was vacated because Dr. Blaine couldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that. That's a great point. Yeah. So he had experience at Oregon, a very prestigious university in the Pac-12. So, Well, I appreciate the call, Robert. Again, this is not a happy day, certainly not for me or anyone else that loves the Big Ten. And I just feel sad for all the student athletes and not just the football program, but now apparently the baseball program as well. And there seems to be, if the allegations are true, we have to say at this point, well, the president's saying he has some reporting or his internal investigation from outside sources saying it's factual. But from what we know, we'll say allegations at this point. I mean, if these are proven true, it seems to be a systemic problem in the Northwestern athletic program. And my question is, you know, how do you get there? As a D1 program, how do you get there? It has to be so hands-off that it's just atrocious.
Well, I think with the thing, you have this inexperienced athletic director who apparently, you know, like the baseball thing, I don't know. This is apples and oranges with the baseball program because it looks like you got one toxic guy who was selected to be the coach.
Correct.
And that there was no other sort of the follow-up and sort of the stuff. You know, the Northwestern stuff, you know, appears to be upperclassmen hazing underclassmen, and the coaching staff should have been aware of that. You know, I don't know. I'm taking a little bit of grain of salt, this whole thing that Fitzgerald was picking people to be hazed.
Right.
You know.
I saw it from two different sources.
It appears.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes it's two different sources. The one guy said that, I think, and then different people pick it up.
True.
So I'm not sure. But, you know, and then the other thing is a sort of not understanding that, you know, it could be with some different things there, or not understanding also the extent of what the hazing was happening. I mean, there could be some, I don't know.
Right.
But I'm going to leave an open mind on that aspect of it at first. But it's sort of two different major problems. I agree with you. I sort of think about the fact about, nobody ever watches anything in the locker room. You know, that just seems to be a poor management.
Certainly not best practices.
For athletes and things.
Certainly not best. I mean,
certainly not.
You know, to leave 60, 18 to 22 year olds in a room for a couple hours, it doesn't seem to be the best practice.
Yeah.
You know. Robert, I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you listening out there in Richland Center on WRCE. Have a better day, and thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you, Robert. Appreciate Robert's call. If you'd like to join us, welcome as well, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark in the SAC. Mark, what say you?
Well, if that hazing incident is as reported for the football team, I mean, that it crosses the line to sexual assault
absolutely.
From my perspective.
Yeah.
And those players should have known better. Pure and simple. I mean, that I don't buy this. You know, you give them a pass because they're 18, 19, 20 year olds. That's you can't. And that, and maybe they have to pay the consequences as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just, they shouldn't need the coach to tell them, no, this is wrong. They should just know it was wrong. I mean, I would have known it was wrong back when I was that age. I mean, it wouldn't occurred to me to participate in something like that. And, It just is sad that none of them had the guts to stand up and say, no, this is wrong and we're not going to do it and go along with the, and who knows how long that's been going on like that. So,
well, allegedly,
I'll leave it there because it just said,
go
yeah,
ahead.
That, yeah. No, that's, I'm pretty pissed about this. So, I mean, I don't want to say any more, but
right.
It might get me in the station in trouble.
As always, Mark, we always appreciate you calling and weighing in an important voice, and we appreciate you listening. Thank you so much, Mark. That's Mark on the Sack. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. CBS Mornings this morning had a former football player on who happened to be a Mexican-American and said that this, in his opinion, went back as far as 2014. And not only was he witness, and I believe, I don't want to misspeak, but I believe he was a victim in the more physical hazing. Apparently, he was also coerced, forced, bullied into letting them shave something on his head, in his hair. And his teammate shaved in Cinco de Mayo because he happened to be Mexican-American. And he said at the time, to Mark's point, he said he knew it was wrong and didn't feel right. But you're on a Division I football team on a scholarship. You're getting your college education because you play football. And you don't want to mess that up. And you feel this extraordinary bullying, this pressure, peer pressure from your teammates. And we talked about it yesterday, this whole thing of, well, you know, masculinity. Are you a real man? Ah, you can do this. You know, this is part of being one of the bros. And I think it's easy for us outside the program to say, well, just walk away from it. Well, when you're in the moment, all these things go through your mind. And you don't want to lose your football scholarship. You don't want to lose playing time. You don't want to lose the admiration of your peers. And so you acquiesce. But the entire thing, this player they interviewed this morning on CBS, it disturbed, it upset him, it affected him. That's the right word. It affected him so much that he ended up going into counseling and being a counselor to help other people who have gone through similar situations. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We'll welcome your calls this afternoon on this incident in Northwestern University, Chicago, Big Ten University, Fine University. Has some great, I mean, their academics standards are high, graduate great people, but unfortunately, and their basketball program by all accounts is doing great. And I think it's important to remember that, you know, a blemish on a couple of knuckleheads does not paint the entire program or the entire university terrible, right? To one of the caller's points, this appears to be a couple of, you know, the baseball coach, incidentally, by reporting that I've seen, apparently never held an assistant coach for more than 2 years. Prior to coming to Northwestern. That should have told you something, right? And apparently he coached last at Army at West Point. The players were so happy when he left, they held a Zoom meeting to celebrate getting rid of this guy. Come on, Northwestern. Do better. Back with Republican weapons backfiring after this on the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz.
8 and 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app, now is a great time to do it. Simply go to your iPhone or Android app store. Go to the search bar, type in C-I-V-I-C, Civic, Civic Media. Civic Media comes up an icon or an emoji, I guess icon, with a CM blue-green or blue-red logo. Click on that, open it up, takes less than a minute to download. It is free. That is what Gail King from CBS Mornings calls a deal. One of my friends texted me and said, I wasn't sure what that meant. Well, yeah, I'm a big Gail King fan. And she, when she promos their podcast, she goes, you know, it takes less than however long for theirs, and it's free. And she says, that's what we call a deal. I like that. It is a deal, right? Anything that's free and quality, that's a deal. So download the Civic Media app for free. It takes less than a minute. It is, open it up. You can take Mr. Zomers and I with you each and every afternoon, 1 until 3. Before we go on to this story on Republicans' weapons backfiring, Mr. Zomers brought up a great point. This is why you have a great producer. Before we leave this issue of hazing, Mr. Zomers, you found a couple of things for coaches and players who either want to prevent or encounter take on hazing.
Yes. So let's say you are a high school coach or a college coach, or you know somebody who is, and mm-hmm. you think, yeah, getting rid of hazing is great. I don't want this to happen. But when you tell your students, don't do it, they're just like,
right,
okay. Like, they're still going to want to do something fun to initiate the other students mm-hmm. and form a sense of camaraderie. Mm-hmm. So one thing you can do is, according to the National Federation of State High School Associations, a few of the ideas that they share are, number one, establish anti-hazing culture. The example they give is give some corny rallying cry. Like, if you have a team called the Eagles, you might say the Eagles fly together or protect the flock. Mm. Stuff like that to just subtly get that message out there. But most importantly, I think, is working with the students to make a new plan. So you say, all right, no hazing. Here's what we are going to do. Mm-hmm. And you work mm-hmm. with them. You provide an alternative. So they're not just like, don't do that. Okay, well, what are we supposed to do? You have right. to come up with something together or give them some guidelines at least. And then if you think you're experiencing hazing as a student on the other side of things, coming forth about that is obviously incredibly difficult for all mm-hmm. the reasons that Todd talked about. But just make sure to check in with other members of the group. Let's say there's a bunch of freshmen it's happening to, talk to the others and make sure, hey, is this really what's going on?
Right.
And stay connected with people outside the group. You don't want to get cut off from your other friends and family. And just talking with them can really help you figure out what the next steps are, how to best resolve this situation without losing those scholarships or anything that you're trying to keep.
Oh, great advice. I appreciate you bringing this up, Mr. Zomers, and to give an alternative for what people can do. I like the idea, you know, whether it's a coach, you know, a football coach saying we're going to have a flag at one end of the, you know, field. And for every play we run that doesn't have a mistake, we move the flag, you know, 10 yards down until we get to the other end zone. And if you get to the flag, the other end zone, you know, there's, you know, half the calisthenics at tomorrow's practice or something like that, you know, that you could all shoot for, something you could aim for. So really good stuff, Mr. Zombers. I appreciate that very much. Want to bring this up before we get out of this hour. The GOP weapons keep backfiring. When Republicans won a majority in the House of Representatives a year and a half ago, they vowed not to work on policy, but to use their power to wage war on Joe Biden, his family, and his Biden administration. You remember that? They actually ran on that. Among the attack weapons they created was the so-called the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Going to go around and tell how the federal government has been weaponized against us, the citizens. As Republicans still claim the mantle of the party of law and order, they are attacking the Department of Justice and the FBI, among other targets. Their attacks have turned up, of course, nothing of substance, and they have no credible whistleblowers. The problem for the Republicans is their attack weapons are backfiring. What do I mean? Well, the investigations have produced a truth, and that is this. It is Donald Trump who weaponized the federal government. In fact, Trump had the IRS launch audits of former FBI Director James Comey and Andrew McCabe, and the FBI's deputy director, or rather, Andrew McCabe being the FBI's deputy director. In fact, Trump also planned to use the IRS and the Department of Justice as weapons against Hillary Clinton, former CIA director John Brennan, and Jeff Bezos, owner of the Washington Post. And now, from a sworn statement by Trump's White House Chief of Staff, John F. Kelly, the respectable military hero, we know that Trump wanted to use the IRS and other federal agencies as weapons against Peter Storzik and Lisa Page, two FBI agents investigating his 2016 campaign ties to Russia. And the backfiring of the GOP attack weapons do not stop there. In fact, Republicans talk of a non-existent, quote-unquote, Biden family business. That's what they call it. It's completely made up. And they're hoping to compare it to the real-life Trump family business and the mafia. Republicans produced a witness. They did. Who alleged that Biden is on the take for millions of dollars from foreign countries. They finally found it. A witness who is going to claim that Biden, he was going to testify under oath that Joe Biden had taken millions of dollars from foreign countries. But yesterday, July 10th, on a Monday, bit of a backfire. As their witness was indicted for being a Chinese agent.
I think this is on purpose. I think they chose this guy so they can be like, see, it's a witch hunt no matter what we do.
I mean, this is the guy, you know, that Giuliani's always, oh, he suddenly disappeared. Maybe he got killed. I don't know what happened. This is the incredible stupidity of the Republican Party right now. Not the people that vote Republican. I'm talking about the Republican leadership. People elected in Congress. The person that they tabbed to take down Joe Biden, being indicted as a Chinese agent. This is the kind of stuff we have to watch out for as we head into next year. As this presidential election gins up even more. As my granddad said, he was a dairy farmer, said the cream will always rise to the top. And it seems like that's happened here. Back with our friend Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke. We have an actual recording from an attorney before the U.S. Supreme Court, Alan Shore. Well, kind of. We'll explain. We'll get Luke's take and the serious Supreme Court news after this. This is the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.